The sermon text this morning from the Gospel of St. Luke. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Thus far the words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we can tell this morning, the Advent wreath is up, the Advent banner is hanging. Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and with the first Sunday of Advent means we begin a brand new church year. And as we begin the church year, what are we doing? We are looking forward to the coming of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are coming and looking forward to our Savior's arrival. We have Advent, we have Christmas, all wrapped up in the nature of God with His innate holiness, right? Why is it that we need a Savior? How come we need a Savior? Well, sometimes we may not recognize that because our old Adam is so absolutely immersed in the world and what it sees and lives is considered absolutely normal. Violence and immoral acts, bloodshed, all of these things are average everyday occurrences for all of us. And they seem to be the way of the world, the way things go, but it is not so. The world is not intended to be this way. The world is not intended to be like this. The world is intended to be perfect. Things were broken. But what happened? You know what happened. This is part of your history, your story. That God broke into history and gave us His Word. And it is by divine revelation then we understand that the world is broken. What looks normal to us, we understand, is not normal. It is abnormal. It is broken. Not just broken, but the world is cursed beyond our own imagining. The Bible gives us the account of creation. The account that was written under divine inspiration by Moses himself tells us how our first parents sought to be as God is, to be like God. Adam and Eve listened to a word, but it was not the word of God. They listened to the word of the tempter, the word of the father of lies, the liar himself, who was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And when they hearkened unto his word, what happened? Death. Death came into the world when they hearkened unto his word, and with that death came warfare between mankind and the Creator. Where once there is peace, there is now not peace. God the Father, He who is and He who is holy, promised that one would come who would make peace between heaven and earth. The divinely inspired scripture is then the account of the family of the Savior, the tracing of how the war between mortal people and God Himself came to an end. And if this were a novel, can you imagine this? If this were a novel or a movie, it would be a novel of intrigue, a novel of princes, a novel of warfares on a grand scale. It would be a novel of rebellion and reclamation. So what we begin this Sunday, what we begin this day is the grand retelling of how the world has been redeemed, purchased, and won, how rebel children were brought back and grafted into the Father's family. Now we begin a year of the church in which there is warfare on a cosmic scale, angel princes and hellish demons moving nations. It is a story of lies and a story of intrigue. It is a story of miracles. It is the story of the divine breaking into the mundane. It is what we begin this day. The account of the very Son of the true and living God breaking into this world, not to conquer it, but to redeem it and bring it back to His Father, to buy it back with His own dear, precious blood. Here is the account we find ourselves, our own selves, in. One day we are rebels who have foolishly wandered away from our Father. The next we are wayward children imploring the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. Why the triumphal entry then today? Why on the first day of Advent do we have a triumphal entry? Jesus going into Jerusalem. It seems odd, it seems weird, it seems kind of backward, but it's not. At the beginning of Advent, we find this Jesus of Nazareth riding on a colt, riding into the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace. The church year begins with this tantalizing peak towards the end of the account, right? The tantalizing peak at the end before we rush back to the very beginning. Imagine that we didn't know how this account was going to end, how this story was going to end, how this grand tale ends. And imagine that you are observing it for the very first time. Focus your attention. All these little details that are so odd, so strange, so different to our minds and to our ears. A colt. Why a colt? Why is this man riding into the city on a colt? Why is a colt being untied? Why is the colt being brought to Jesus? Find and loose. Find and loose. Do you catch those words? Find and loose and bring to Jesus. Friends in Christ, think of the holy things that were set apart for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy One of God. There is a colt that had never been ridden. A tomb in which no one had ever yet been laid. And as soon we shall see in the next few weeks, a virgin who had in yet no way known a man. These things are set apart for holy use by a holy and gracious God. Back to the colt. There we see an encapsulation of Jesus' work and what He came to do. Find that which is bound. And loose it and bring it to Jesus. Jesus had come to set free those bound and captive under sin's power. We sit here intent on understanding this because we at one time have been bound. We have been set free. We have put chains back on ourselves time and time again, only to have them shattered again by this very Savior, Jesus Christ. We would do well, so well, to cry out with Jesus' disciples, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Having this glimpse, this look ahead into see what is coming down the road, taking this very look on the road of Christ, we start and expect Him to ride into the holy city, there to be welcomed by His very people, to claim His throne as the Son of David, and to reign amongst His people. What a glorious time, what a glorious thing, what a glorious and grand time it will be. So soon, though, we will flash back to the birth of this Jesus of Nazareth, this Holy One of God, this one who has been set apart for the great, good and gracious work of our God. On the eve of His birth, we will hear the angels announce His arrival. In joy, we will sing their song. In joy, we will hear their words. "Do not fear, for unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God in the heavens and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men upon whom His favor rests." Oh yes, that night when we gather together on Christmas Eve to sing and say those things, our minds will come back to this very morning, this first Sunday in Advent, where we will recall the days of the triumphal entry. Yes, this we know, this we remember, for this is the chant of the people of Jerusalem. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. God and man are reconciled. This carpenter from Nazareth has come. The war is ended. Reconciliation is achieved. Let us sing and cheer as we follow the Savior to His throne. And we will cheer Him through the church year as He chases the money changers from the temple. And we remember with the disciples, zeal for His house will consume Him. We will look on dumbfounded as some refuse to recognize the Messiah who has come. We will stand in awe at His words. We will stand with mouths agape when the reality, though, of what is going on begins to strike us, begins to settle in. What we thought would be a kingly reign soon turns to the chants and the screams of "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" What we thought would be a throne, we will find it is not so. A crown of gold that was in our minds turns into a crown of thorns. A cross becomes the chair. And slowly will John the Baptist's words begin to take hold. A lamb, a lamb. Isn't that what John said? John said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is not the reign of God. It is the Passover of God. But how is this so? How is this possible? It is not what we expected. It is not what we anticipated. How can it be? And yet it must be. It must be that the Virgin Mother who gave birth to him now weeps at the foot of his cross as she watches her son give his life for the sin of the world. We will be astounded on Easter morning with an empty tomb. And we shall find beyond our wildest imaginations that our peace was won. It was had by a sacrifice of the one and only Son, the true and living God. We who could not reconcile ourselves to God, we who could not make peace with our Heavenly Father, we who could not bring an end to the warfare, we who could not reconcile ourselves, are reconciled through the work of this Jesus, whose birth we now anticipate, whose birth we will celebrate, and whose life we will trace. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. All of that, every single piece of it, it begins today. It begins for us again this day. We pick up the story near the beginning of the end, and then we shall jump back in time to the promises that were being made. We shall be astounded at Elizabeth's pregnancy, mesmerized by Gabriel's proclamation. We will follow Joseph to Bethlehem. And so, over this time, this new church year, come. Come once again and hear your family's history. Come and hear your family's story. Come and hear it repeated for you yet again so that you may hear and you may take it to heart as we say amongst ourselves to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest this word of God. Come and hear it through the words of those who are eyewitnesses to these happenings and see it through their eyes. Hear and see and continue to believe. Have your faith in Jesus strengthened. Can you hear? Can you hear the words? Blessed is he. Blessed is he. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and on earth. And so for us, prepare the royal highway, for comes to us the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.